Hey everybody, welcome back to the cast for episode 21. I have Ryan and Terry back to join us.
Hey.
That was very enthusiastic, Ryan.
Yay.
I really appreciate being here.
I am pissing myself as we speak.
That's true. I kind of wish you weren't on my couch.
Well, I'm doing it.
So, how is everybody?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I know.
I'm good, but I could be better.
Could be better.
Right, could be better.
Could always be better.
Yep. Sorry. I was shutting.
I'm just going to jump right into the weather. If it wasn't so damn hot in your room, I'd be better.
This is true. My room has gotten warm over the
weatherman again?
Yes, I'm always the weatherman.
Hour.
How's it looking outside?
It's dark.
It's dark.
It's dark and scary. I don't like it.
Freaks are out.
Yeah, Terry brought over Crackdown 2.
I did.
Yeah.
After like an hour of talking.
Yeah, the
and not being able to do what I want to do, I finally got to do what I wanted to do.
Yeah, the beginning of that game is pretty ridiculous.
If you can find something to do, like make a sandwich or do your taxes, I'd do it while that intro's going on.
You could watch probably a movie. Get your taxes done.
Yeah, I would do it.
Could probably watch a movie.
Watch Avatar. I mean, don't watch Avatar.
Don't.
That's how much time it takes.
It takes so much time. You should not watch Avatar while it's good. That makes sense.
Yes.
I'm saying you have the time to watch Avatar, but no one should.
But you don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
Ed Zachary.
So go with making a sandwich.
Yeah, make a sandwich.
Somebody make me a sandwich
and eat
right
the sandwich.
Now.
Yeah, I'm
and then watch like an episode of a show, and you'll probably still have to wait a little while.
If someone brings me,
yeah,
a sandwich,
your ice
I'll
is melted, Terry. So that should probably be cold now.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah,
water it down, Terry.
What? I don't want to water it down. You water it down.
All right, give it to me.
No.
Yeah, he'll devour it.
Drink that
can
shit.
Too.
I ate my can.
He'll eat the can.
I brought Terry a Pepsi and some ice and a cup about 45 minutes ago. Now the ice is all
and
gone.
I forgot about it.
But
that's going to be a good
he's
sound. Good,
yeah, he's always cracking down on crime.
Yeah. I would not mix the two, Terry. That's.
I'm going to do it.
Okay, well, good luck.
There's a lot more soda than water.
Okay, well,
still
have fun.
Awkward. Well, what do you want to talk about?
Ryan, you got a new phone today, technically?
Well, technically, it's in the mail. I mean, it's an old phone. It's the MB3 Touch, but...
It's an old new phone that's not actually here yet.
Yeah.
Ryan is in the process of getting a new phone.
Yes.
Which is the same phone.
But it's new to me.
But it's new to Ryan. It's new to Ryan's world.
I'm behind in the times we've discovered, so...
This is true. Ryan just recently discovered I'm on the boat.
I'm on a boat.
I'm on a boat. Not the boat. I'm on a boat. Yeah.
That's what I said.
And I said it wrong.
Oh. I'm on a boat and...
And so, because Ryan's been gone for too long, and the world has passed him by.
Yeah.
So he is still learning all this stuff that we've known about, that we have lolled at and enjoyed.
For years and years.
Forever and a decade ago.
It was not that long, jeez.
It had to feel like it.
It did feel like it.
In internet terms, it was that long ago.
In technology, yeah. I was gone 100 years.
Yeah. So, Yeah, my sister got a new phone, too. She went to get up off of the floor, and she put her hand on her phone and broke the LCD. So.
Dang.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, I mean, it's not an exciting story. It's just...
But damn.
Yeah, she got a new phone. Slow week this week.
Yeah.
I think it's actually been a past a week since the last one.
Yeah,
the last one was on the 19th, and it's, like, yeah, that was 10 days ago.
10 days ago, man. People aren't actually texting me, like, hey, when's the next cast?
Yeah, really? I've been, the last week has been pretty busy for me, so sorry, guys. But,
He's not really sorry.
No.
He didn't give a fuck.
I was just like, well, I guess I'll go do a cast. I don't know. But we tried to do one yesterday. It kind of fell apart, though.
Not my fault.
No, well, you had technically an appointment. For today.
Oh, at a point, I was like, I didn't have an appointment.
Well, on the
last
cast,
week, you're like,
you
hey, next Thursday, what are you doing? I was like, nothing. You're like, let's cast. And I'm like, okay. That was it.
Okay.
I'll get fucked.
You guys, well, actually, I think Terry might be the only one. Do you remember a guy named Dominic Risso? Dom?
A guy named Dominique
Rousseau? No, Dom.
Dom?
Yeah.
Like from Fast and the Furious.
How would I know him?
I don't know. I was just asking.
I mean, like, is there any way I would know him?
That's... Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Because I might. I don't know. I don't know.
He was tall. He worked at Baskin-Robbins.
You two used to
know him. No, I did. I met him once when we went to Baskin-Robbins. Okay. I don't know him personally.
Okay, well, yeah, he moved to New Mexico, I think.
What?
Yeah. And he's going to be coming back in September, and he's going to be on the cast. And I'm looking forward to that.
That's tight.
Yeah, I haven't really talked to him, you know, a lot in the past few years because, I don't know, fell out of touch. But I'm excited for him to come back, you know, talk about, you know, what he's been up to.
Nothing like friends coming home.
Being hot.
Being hot in New Mexico.
Let's see.
So, Ryan, have you seen Inception?
I have not. I'm going Friday. I'm a little behind.
You need to go earlier.
Yeah. Go tonight.
I'm going Friday. Sarah and I are going out for a nice date.
Don't care.
You need to go out, like, now for a nice date.
But she's not here. She's sick.
With us.
You should go and get her.
I have free movie tickets. we can go.
That's relevant.
We're going to go see a movie. That's very relevant.
Well, you don't have to waste those on us.
Shut up. So, in other news.
Yeah.
Y'all seen this Halo Reach trailer?
No.
Which one?
The new one.
The new campaign.
No, I haven't seen that one.
It's pretty bad.
I want to watch the one about the Forge.
That one's pretty sweet, too.
Because I hear Forge is going to be pretty sick.
Oh, yeah. I was watching it just now on mute, and it looks like you can put a rock down. Put a building on top of it, and it'll just build around the rock.
Okay.
So it's pretty sick. So you can get, like, cover in a rock, and I don't know.
Yeah, I heard that you can change, like, a lot more about the game modes now.
Yeah, you can actually make it. So if you want to be able to use your... Only in, you know, custom games, not online. But if you want to make it so you can have the unlimited jetpack and be able to hold the flag, you can do that.
Yeah, see, that's ridiculous.
You can put no shields on, have that, so, I mean, you're up in the air, you get shot, you're dead. But it would still be pretty cool if no one noticed that you had the flag and you're just kind of flying to your base. So, I'm pretty excited. I'm excited about the game. They unboxed the Legendary Edition the other day, too.
That's pretty sick. I heard that the there's a few people that have won the Limited Edition 360, mm-hmm. and which comes with Reach. But they can't get it until Reach is released.
Yeah, the Xbox isn't being released till the 14th either.
Yeah. Well, that just got quiet.
Well, I was distracted by what you guys were doing. Oh. But, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for it. You know me and my Halo fetish.
Fetish? That's a fetish now?
It's a fetish.
That's pretty intense.
That is a weird fetish.
I put my Master Chief helmet on and go at it.
Just go at it.
Yeah, get some.
Woo!
That enthusiastic, just get some. I'm Master Chief.
Yeah, go Chief.
Let's go.
Then you pull out your battle rifle.
Sometimes when I pass gas in my bedroom, I put it on
his plasma rifle.
His plasma rifle.
Ain't no plasma rifle, man. It's a sniper rifle. You got that little white trace.
Yeah, I got Gamefly this last week.
Gamefly's tight.
Gonna try it out for a while.
Everybody's getting Gamefly now.
Yeah, well, no one wants to buy games anymore because...
They're $60.
Yeah, that and just, like, there's a bunch of other games out there that I really want to try, but...
Wouldn't want to buy.
Not working at GameStop.
Right.
The only logical reason or thing for me to do is get Gamefly because...
And really...
I'm not going to go to Blockbuster and pay $7 per game to have it for 5 days.
Well, Blockbuster's going under too, so where are you going to rent games from soon?
Yeah,
it's going to be Gamefly.
Netflix. Well, Redbox is going to be doing games too.
Oh, that'd be pretty sick.
Because they're testing it out right now in Austin, where you can actually reserve games to it, and when you go to you reserve it and then choose a Redbox that's near you, and then when you go to that Redbox, it'll be there for you, and you put in like a, I don't know, a pin or something, and it'll be like boop, and you get
probably
your
credit card number.
Maybe. No.
That would be stupid.
That would be dumb, yeah.
No one would reserve it.
It'd probably be like an email and password.
Just maybe, to get maybe. It.
I wonder how long it's going to be before Gamefly starts doing it.
Wait, what?
I mean, Netflix starts doing it, sorry.
Oh, Netflix won't be doing it. Netflix will stick
Netflix
to movies.
Netflix is already, yeah, they're already kind of on top because they do the instant streaming.
Exactly. That instant streaming is pulling through, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're partnered with every system already, though. You'd think, you know, eventually they come to the point.
I don't think they need to, honestly. They just need to open up more of their movies to instant streaming.
I think they need to make everything
Yeah. Fucking, like, throw out a new movie and, like, in a month, even 2 months, you know, put it on instant streaming, you know, after that. Because there's a bunch of, like, somewhat recent movies that I want to watch, but they're not on there. Instead, they're putting on Buffy the Vampire Slayer and bullshit like that.
You control the streaming. Yeah. You control the world.
Like, I like a lot of the Stars movies. But
yeah, but you can't watch those with other people.
Are you sure about that?
I am positive. Yeah? Stars movies, you cannot.
You've tried?
You have to, yeah. You have to watch those by yourself, or you can only watch them by yourself.
What, people have to leave the room?
No.
Like, in
for
a party.
Like yeah, for Xbox
I know
and
what you mean.
PlayStation.
Yeah.
Well, does PlayStation have
party? PlayStation? I don't know if they have the party system. I don't even know if the Wii does. I know the Wii doesn't,
The Wii. There's no way the Wii does.
Yes, you can
I think
party
the PS3
the
actually still requires a disc. You gotta put it in a disc.
They got rid of the disc. Yeah. Okay.
Well, the Wii does.
Yeah, the Wii, you have to have a disc. Yeah.
A Netflix disc?
Yeah, yeah, it's a Netflix disc that you put it in, and then it loads up Netflix.
Yeah, you just go to the site, and they'll send you one for free.
Yeah, no, we got one. I got one for my dad in the living room.
Like getting.
But now he has a PS3, so...
So
what's the point of having anything Wii-related?
Yeah, he's actually going to be taking over my Netflix for a while.
Because he watches more than you?
No, he just... Well, he figures that if he uses it at all, he should be paying for it. So I'm going to let him take it.
Okay, good deal.
Yeah, I'll just keep my queue going because he doesn't save anything to instant queue. He just goes through and searches and then he watches it right there.
Just watches it.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So, and I can have it up on 3 different systems. So.
Nice.
All at once.
So you can have it hooked up to 6, but only 3 at a time can watch.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So Best Buy is apparently giving out InvisiShields for the iPhone 4.
Oh yeah, that's tight.
Yeah, for free. I don't know why they apparently people are saying that they it's a way of preventing them from returning it. I guess.
I won't return it if I have a screen over it.
Yeah, it's to fend off returns or upsell consumers on the entire Invisible Shield thing. So,
it's already too late. They should have done this when it came out. Now everybody already has their grease all over the screens.
Yeah, well, they have a thing that washes it. Yeah. Like, it's... I don't know. It's a weird mixture of water and soap. I don't get it. A bunch of science behind it.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're lying.
Wow. That was pretty bold.
Hey. Calls him as a
Terry, you should probably turn my 360 off.
Nah, you're good.
Whitey says that he's going to beat your game while you're gone.
I don't care. I'll get food. He'll give me achievements.
What, jump on his party?
He can beat the game for me. I'll get like 50 achievements.
Yeah, but you won't get the pleasure of playing it.
Yeah, but he'll be all leveled up. And
I don't think it won't level up.
The pleasure of playing it is co-op. Because single player is just go to here, turn this beacon on, go to the next beacon, turn it on. There's like 9 places. You can do them in any order, and you basically do the same thing, just like in Crackdown 1.
That's dumb.
Yeah. And you could beat the game really quick like you can in Crackdown 1.
I took my time with Crackdown 1.
Yeah, so did I. I wanted my guy really super strong.
I just beat the crap out of everybody.
Exactly.
I saw.
First thing you gotta level is the melee.
Yeah, man.
So you get
and then the jump.
And then jump, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what
and
I'm
explosives.
Trying to work on right.
I would say explosives is right under.
I just found the rocket launcher in the first one.
Yeah, rocket launcher in the first one. Once you get that, you're set.
Yeah, I'm playing the first one for the first time. Now that Crackdown 2 is out.
Yeah.
And I'm trying. Like, I find myself, like, more interested in finding agility orbs than killing people. And so I spent, like, 45 minutes climbing buildings. I think I found 120 out of 300 agility orbs already.
I was trying to get the one where you get all of them, but I only made, like, 240 or something like that.
Well, there's a map of them online.
Yeah, but it's like, you gotta look at the map right away, unless you wanna be, like, lost. Like, you've already picked up all the orbs in one place it says on the map, but you go there and you're not there. It's like, yeah, you need to keep track of it if you wanna...
I think having 300 of them is just ridiculous.
There's 500 in all.
Yeah, I know, but still.
Even 300, yeah.
Even 200's a lot. I think 50 of maybe each is okay.
I'd give it 100. But they'd have to give you a lot more experience than they do.
I think it should be easier to level up. I mean, I know it's not that hard. Mm-hmm. You just start off so slow, and especially if you played one. You just want to jump to the roof immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I am right now. I can't. It feels like I can't jump anywhere.
Yeah, even when you get every level you get, you still don't feel like you're jumping high enough. Even at max level, you don't feel that.
I don't know. Max level, I felt like I was. Well, after a while, I guess I got like, man, come on.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I need something else now.
But they can only make you jump so high.
I want all of it.
Well, if you're already jumping, 40 stories, why not just make it 1,000?
Why not just fly?
Yeah, why not just give them a jetpack?
Because then it'd be prototype. If you could fly, you just kind of hover
around. Well, in prototype, you glide. You don't fly.
Yeah, glide. Same diff.
Prototype's more fun, too.
Prototype is an amazing game.
It was a good game, yeah.
Didn't look that great, but...
No, it did not.
Played great.
Yeah, the good game mechanics, just bad
Yeah, it was really hard to control, but I liked it.
I played it on a PC, so I wouldn't
Same
know
what
controls.
Yeah. Controls were good for us.
They were giving it away if you pre-ordered Singularity.
No shit.
You pre-order and you obviously have to pick up Singularity to get it, but you get Prototype for free.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Singularity actually looks kind of fun. I watched some of the gameplay videos of it, and it looks interesting.
I know Vanessa played it.
Yeah, I saw her playing it for a while.
And she didn't like it because she got an hour or two in and she didn't have the little time manipulation thingy yet.
What, she just gave up on it?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Ay, Dios mío. 971 subscribers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Almost 1,000.
My brother subscribed.
Yeah, he left a comment on here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I go onto my dashboard, it lets me know.
What does it say?
That he learned a new word today.
What word was that?
I'm curious about what word that was.
Hold on, I'm trying to figure out how to get back to the dashboard.
Does he say what word he learned?
I bet it was duck butter.
It wasn't duck butter. Or he learned a new phrase, rather.
Shit the bed?
Maybe.
No.
No, I say that sometimes when we're on Call of Duty.
He says, I learned a new phrase today. Fucking tons of money. Apparently he's never heard of tons of money. Or no, fuck tons of money, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Tons of money.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's about a fuck ton.
Yeah. About 12 dopes. A little close to about a fuck ton.
Is that on a dopamine?
That's a fuck ton of dopes.
That is a fuck ton of dopes.
Damn.
Shit.
Every time we talk about dopes, it reminds me of that failed time we tried to change my oil. When we did, the second cast.
Why would that remind you
because
of dopes?
Because remember we were talking about...
Oh, that's the first time the dopes came up.
The dopes came up.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how... What were we even talking about?
Dope
Something with Sam. I know it involves Sam.
Yeah, Sam
in the
was
car.
There. And,
How dope would that be? It's like a zero. Or something like that.
Yeah, Dan brought up the dope meter actually on the first episode, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't even know that. Oh, well, I don't even remember that, I guess. I
mean, yeah, weren't you
It
there?
Was a long time ago, yeah.
No, I wasn't on the first one.
No, he wasn't.
I was on the second one.
Yeah.
I knew about it, I just didn't...
He didn't care.
I didn't get some.
He didn't get some. He didn't put on his Master Chief helmet and go around going, get some!
Get some!
Get some.
Yeah.
So I was up pretty late last night with Jose playing Battlefield.
Yeah, you guys kept playing.
And
we had a good night, though.
Yeah, we did. I'm about 30 kills away on my ump before I get that achievement.
The little spec cat
Yeah,
thing.
The spec hack one. Spec act.
I need to get this game.
Yeah, you do.
It's fun. It is a lot of fun.
I've played it before. I just need to get it.
But
get it again.
Then after that, we decided to play Halo 3 for a while. We just rolled on a bunch of people on the multiplayer. And then after that, Jose talked about WoW for about an hour. And then right before that, he goes, man, it's been 3 hours past when I wanted to go to bed because I got to take a pee-pee test in the morning. the drug test for his new job.
At Wally World.
And then he, like I said, he talked about WoW for about an hour. And I was trying to play the Sonic game or the Sega Collection.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't do it, dude.
You can do
it. I got a few achievements on them. I got about 7 or 8.
Not all of them are side scrollers.
Yeah. Well, I was just going down the list.
Right.
And I don't know. I get bored. Like, I did the dolphin one where you got to eat 200 fish.
Echo is weird.
Yeah.
That's a really surreal game.
For its time.
Yeah.
For its time, it was weird. Like, I didn't understand. I was like, yeah. I was trying to think of the mindset of the people. I was like, why make a game about dolphins?
A magical dolphin.
And, like, I could just see the art director. He's just like, you know what? You know what is not out right now? I mean, everybody fights and stuff. We don't have a good game about dolphins.
Yeah, man. Everyone needs a good game about
magic dolphins that float around in new age music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like awesome.
And we need that.
We're going to do it. Let's do it.
He
Let's
was call really it Echo. High when he made it.
Do you get it? Because sonars and dolphins echo.
Oh, smart.
But it's called ECCO.
Do you remember the Wii Fit's little or older brother?
The Wii Fit's
older brother.
The trackpad?
Ah, the trackpad. Well, that's more like the DDR's older
that's
brother.
That's true. We used to play that when I went to BYU. These kids had it.
The family fitness version that came with the mat, it's worth like $3,000 or something.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, because it's they only made like 50 of them or something.
That's crazy.
Speaking of useless shit from the 80s that shouldn't be selling for as much as it is.
Wow, that was
a mouthful. I had to be very specific about it. But
go on.
Apparently, there's this guy who's like really down on his luck or whatever,
and he's selling for $4,000.
Well, actually, let him finish his story.
No,
let him finish.
You almost had it though.
What?
But he has like he was selling his Nintendo on eBay, his Nintendo and like a bunch of games, and he has this story, this little sob story about how like he's really down on his luck and he needs money. And he loves his Nintendo so much. He has so much sentimental value. And he tried to sell it for $20,000. The Jesus. System, two controllers, all his games, $20,000. Apparently, someone bought it.
What?
Yeah.
Man, they can have mine for $20. I have like 20 games, 30 games.
You should try and sell it for $30,000 and talk about how you're down on your luck, and you will prove that you're down on your luck. And then you will get $30,000 from some crazy person.
That's craziness.
Yes, it is. what you looking at there?
It's something on Dig that I... it's a PETA...
demotivational or motivational poster?
Sort of. It says, whips and chains belong in the bedroom, not in the circus. It's this picture of this half-naked lady chained up to a bed holding a whip. And then under it, it says PETA, because apparently you should respect animals, but not women.
Ouch.
Was this actually a PETA ad?
Yeah, well, this was, not the bottom part.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, dude, PETA, they're using their, like, hot chicks as a way of getting through
people. Yeah, that was...
They kind of really hopped on that bad
one. Bad idea. Wagon.
Where the hell do you think leather whips come from? thank you, Dig.
Good old Dig. I haven't seen Dignation in a while. I don't know why, but I can't keep up with it anymore.
I watched it. Kevin is finally recovered from pneumonia, but he'll be on the next one. Like, he finally came down this last week, so...
Did the old Spice Man send him another message?
I don't think so, no. Their last live Dignation at Comic-Con wasn't all that great, though. It was okay, but I don't know. Nothing compares to their South by Southwest ones.
Yeah, those are always good.
Those are good ones. So, Ryan, what are you looking at? I can't see you back there.
I'm
so.
Just looking. I don't know. Look at anything important.
No?
No.
Nothing we've talked about was important.
It's true, but I got nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
You're blowing this.
I guess I worked today with my dad's boss's boss came in.
Your dad's boss's boss?
Yes.
So it's like your dad's great-grand boss.
Sure. So,
he's right, you know.
Yeah. I suppose. He was like, a couple weeks ago, he was like, I want you to do a demotivational slideshow. So I went online and I found a bunch of those, you know, those little posters that they have, the demotivational ones.
Yeah.
And I played it for everybody. My dad's boss's boss was like in tears. She thought it was the funniest thing. Because most people, you know, those little motivational, like, speakers come in. No.
Yeah.
They were just like insulting. Hurtful.
You guys just mean.
Suck.
It was so fun. I was trying to find these YouTube videos that one of my bosses showed me when I worked at BYU. And they're like supposed to be employer training videos, but it's the most ridiculous stuff. Like, if you ever shake the hand of one of your employees, make sure you immediately use hand sanitizer or let them know you're going to wash your hands so they know that they are beneath you.
That's smart.
That is just stuff like that. Right. It was so funny. I couldn't find it, though.
As you shake people's hands, I'm going to go wash my hands. Yes. I'm immediately going to wash my hands after this.
It was pretty funny.
Wipe your hands on them.
Thank you. That's about what you're worth to me.
You have a good day.
I'm glad you were here. They were out of towels.
Now I'm glad you were here.
The Trump Tower, he has T's on all of his toilet paper.
T's?
For Trump.
Oh. T's made of gold.
Yeah.
His toilet paper's embroidered in 24 karat gold.
It is. It hurts when you wipe your butt.
Yeah, I would
but
assume
it's
that.
But it's so worth it.
It is. It's worth every penny.
So, I think this is actually the first cast that we're doing where everybody has their individual mics.
What?
Technically the second.
Technically the second, but...
I gotta bring that crap up, Terry.
Yeah, shove it in my face.
Tell it how it is.
Yeah, we...
real talk.
Had a last episode where we did one and didn't turn out well at all. I don't know what went wrong, but...
Sam!
Sam decided that he wasn't going to keep his face near his microphone, so it was echoing a lot. That's okay, though.
He is forgiven.
Since when?
I'm just going to tape a microphone to his face next time.
No, because he'll just be making noise like... Tum, 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 tum. I love Sam, though.
He does that anyways.
That's true. Play with his keys right in his face.
What?
He always plays with his keys when he's here.
Oh.
Or the first couple casts,
yeah.
He'd sit there and play with his
keys.
He would
jiggle them.
Jiggabilly.
Jiggabilly.
Man. We're going to miss Sam. He's a good kid.
He's not going anywhere.
He's dead.
He's going to Sacramento. That's not very far.
It's far enough.
Who the hell plays Lost Planet 2?
I
don't know. Who plays Lost Planet 1?
I do.
You do?
Like every day.
So... I'm sure people have asked. Did you go see that Scott Pilgrim movie?
It's not out
not
yet.
Out yet.
Oh, I thought it was out.
Well, trust it me. Came out at Comic-Con, and they got to watch it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not out to the public yet. I can't wait, though.
What is this about? Where did this come from?
It's a comic.
It's a comic book.
It's a comic book. What's this seven girlfriends thing, or boyfriend thing?
In the comic.
It's in the comic?
Yeah. Okay. He has to fight this new girl's seven evil exes, and it is amazing. And you still need to read it.
Yeah. Well, get me one.
He's not talking to you.
I will get it to you.
Yeah, I know you gave me your Dropbox info, but I didn't pay attention.
Remember that time I let you borrow Crackdown for 2 years?
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, man.
Didn't even let me. You just forgot about it.
Totally did. If you would have never told me, I would have never known.
No, it would have came up. Crackdown 2's out. You'd be like, where's my Crackdown 1?
I probably would have just thought I sold it with all my other games.
Possibly.
That could have gotten away.
But now it's in my hands. I got the new Scene It too. Which is a ton of fun. Cannot stress that enough. If you like movies, then buy yourself Scene It.
If you like movies and video games, get Scene It.
Not even if you like video games, dude. My relatives were all playing it and they loved it. Like, they played it for, like, 5 hours.
Wait till you can play it on the Kinect and just point at the thing.
Uh-huh.
Yell at
Xbox.
Your Xbox. Xbox, the answer is B. Of course it's B.
Final answer.
That
are you sure?
Stupid, though, because you have a bunch of people yelling.
Well, yeah. It has voice recognition.
Well, what's this?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Apparently.
Yeah, so, is there any other... aside from Halo 3... Or not Halo 3, I guess. It's just called Halo Reach, right?
Yeah, well, it's a prequel.
Well, so what? It's we've been over this. It's like 1.5, right?
No, it's like 0.5.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's before 0.5. The Chief jumps in to, and finds Halo, so I don't even know why it's called Halo.
It's called Halo.
Yeah, that is weird.
Halo Reach.
Because Reach was a mission, right?
Reach
was
a planet.
Was a planet?
Yeah, okay. Reach was the largest military base that the human
Ever.
Race has.
Forever.
Well, not anymore. Yeah. Well, I guess.
Not technically.
Or I guess not yet.
If we're going to go to the past.
I guess but it's in the future, Terry.
It's in the past future. Yes, the past future.
Back to the future past?
Back to the future past.
Or the past future.
The futuring.
This is all getting into technicalities.
Futuring.
I have Sniper in the mail right now, and I was watching some of the gameplay videos, and it looks pretty sweet. Like, it looks legitimate, dude. But like, it's got a 6 out of 10, which got me...
I heard its story is super short. Got me on my toes.
It's short?
Yeah.
I believe it.
You could beat it in...
Well, you gotta figure, it's by a developer that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's a low-budget game.
And the game is only $40.
Well, supposedly it's a sequel to something?
Yeah, it's a sequel to Sniper Elite.
To an Xbox game.
Yeah, Sniper Elite.
Yeah, but...
Or it's either direct sequel or some kind of spiritual sequel.
But it's not like a... I don't think it's a direct sequel. It's just kind of another company picked up the game and made it.
Yeah.
It's a spiritual sequel.
Yeah, so it's involved somehow.
But, I've been there pretty good.
It's a bastard sequel.
Yeah, I like the mechanics of the way the sniper works. Like, I don't think it'll be a game that any of us will ever buy, but it'll be a fun play.
I'd be willing. I'm trying to buy it when I get paid.
You're trying to buy it?
Yeah.
You haven't even played it.
I don't give a food.
Love it.
No, I've heard nothing bad about it. I mean, it's selling pretty quickly. We got coming in being like, "Do you guys have it?" Like, "No, we don't have it." And then we
don't have it for you.
Yeah, I think we have like three more copies left at the store.
I guess the official name is Sniper Ghost Warrior.
Yeah, Sniper Ghost
Warrior. Are you looking it up too?
It's on my GameFly. Apparently, it's at home, and now availability now is very low.
Yeah, definitely got a 6 out of 10. Well, I guess critics gave it a 5, and then, like, the GameStop people gave it a 5, and then users gave it a 6.9. So, people like it. I guess just critics didn't like it, but what do they ever know?
They don't know shit. They don't give a fuck.
They don't care whose feelings they hurt along the way. Poor AI and insane difficulty.
With their harsh
words.
It's
between you and the sniping in... Sniper Ghost
Warrior. I heard it's very hard, even on normal mode.
Yeah. Which is why I'm going to play it on the hardest mode. And just blast through it.
Good luck with that.
Man, this is a
gruesome that's what I'm
going to
do. I'm going to, as soon as I get the game, I'm going to just play on the hardest mode. And just go from there.
Isn't that what we're doing with Reach?
Yeah, Ryan decided on Halo, Reach. We're instantly going to Legendary.
That's how I beat the first one, though. Dude, have you seen pictures for this game?
Yeah.
Like, actual, like, in-game shots?
Yeah.
It's pretty bloody.
Yeah.
You're going to have nightmares.
It's a pretty looking game,
it's
going to
be
too.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it
looks really good.
The blood doesn't look very realistic.
It's like a...
Yeah,
like
no,
a comic type thing.
It looks kind of... Yeah.
What's like, no, it's like a 300 feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like pure red.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked very red. What's Singularity about?
God, that guy has no head.
It's a first-person shooter, basically, where you get this time manipulation device thing that lets you... Obviously, control time, but you can aim it at people and make them age until they turn to dust.
Quick thing back on Sniper though. This kind of looks like Far Cry 1, like the
just
feel of it. Like it's on an island.
Yeah,
and,
on an island. Yeah, very bright and colorful.
Oh, dude, look at this! This looks so fucking sick.
It does look pretty nice.
I am so excited. I hope it's in the mail.
Are you alone, or are there more of you?
I'm pretty sure there's two-player co-op. And
oh,
one
shit,
of spots,
yeah, right here. You can see their names.
One of you spots and the other person snipes.
Yeah, I'm seeing a picture where there's three guys, lined up.
Maybe it's four-player. Oh, dude, if it's four-player co-op, then everybody has to get this thing.
Well, I think it's in my queue, actually.
I love four-player co-op games.
But I think it's pretty low on my queue.
Yeah, well, I mean, apparently the availability is now pretty low.
Well, it must have just...
Jeez.
You know, that's how games work, though. If somebody likes it and they tell their friends, it just... takes off, you know?
Well, we all talked about it a few days ago when I was just, looking at games to get on Gamefly, and my other friends have Gamefly. They were talking about what they had out and everything like that, and apparently Jose wants to play it with me, but he can't until fucking him and Whitey are done with Lost Planet, but Whitey never wants to play it.
How are they still not done with
this?
Exactly.
Does he only have one game out at a time, or what?
No, I think he has two.
But
I can't remember what the other one is.
I don't want to return Blur, so I'm technically down to one.
You don't want to return Blur?
I love it, man.
Yeah? Have you played Split Second yet?
No, it's on the queue.
Play Split Second before you say you love Blur. Because Split Second is pretty sick. Both,
I heard Split Second's more of you set traps, though.
You set off traps, basically.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of into the whole, let's pick up power-ups and blow the crap out of each other.
Well, Blur, you set up traps, too.
Nah, well, you throw drop mines. Well, I like it because it's not only fun to play, it's fun to watch.
So singular, or
right, well, I'll play. I'll give it a chance.
The graphics in Split Second are a lot better too.
Oh really?
Yeah, like, a lot better.
I'm borrowing your control, so I only have three.
You only have what? Three?
Three? Wait,
three controllers?
Yeah.
Why do you need three controllers?
Well, because this weekend my brother's friend was over the whole weekend, and then my cousin came over.
Screw your brother's friend.
So we were all kind of just rotating, and it was a blast, man. People were like screaming.
It was a blast. People were screaming.
It's just like
my brother's friend can't sit still when he's playing video games. He like just kicks, and the Xbox is in my room, and I'll look behind me and all my sheets are just gone. Like just torn up because the kid just can't sit still. And then he gets all giddy.
I love video games. Think about getting Orange Box on the 360.
Well, can you blame him?
To go through it.
Don't. You already have it on PC, don't you?
Yeah.
I
like achievements, though.
360.
I wouldn't assume it'd be better.
Get that Madden NFL 11.
I was thinking about I'm gonna put Kane and Lynch on there. I hear it's like Gears.
What is?
Kane and Lynch.
I don't know anything about it.
You're on your way to Tokyo. No, wait, it's not Tokyo, is it?
Mafia 2's already out, huh? Israel was fucking talking up that, wasn't he?
Wait, is it already out? No.
Apparently.
Wait, they usually have a date.
It releases on the 24th.
You can put things in your queue and be like higher up if you return. If you have a game returned at the time it comes out. So you have to time it right and you'll be like one of the first ones to get it.
A new Spider-Man game?
Yep.
Oh, wait, yeah, we talked about this.
Yep.
What is it? Does it look good? They
finally, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that's last Spider-Man. That's the last one right there, huh?
Yeah, that's the 2099. And then the black suit Spider-Man is the last one. The one in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's so different about the black suit one?
It's
just like the Noir one.
It's like the symbiote suit, the Venom suit.
Oh, it's the Venom suit.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, what?
Back up.
This is a weird graphic style to go for it.
It's very bright and
so is Spider-Man like, oh, wow.
I'll kill you, bitch. Webhammer, go!
Is Spider-Man like traveling the world now, just beating people up?
I guess he's traveling dimensions, obviously.
Is he going to Crackdown?
What? Look at that. Dude, I want to see a close-up picture of that guy. And oh, there you go. That looks sick.
He's pretty sick.
And none of you can see this.
Huh?
I said, and none of you can see this.
Look it up.
Well, we can't see it? Should we not?
People listening can't see it.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Just look up the new Spider-Man game.
Shattered Dimension.
Yeah. I'll put a link to the Gamefly thing that I'm looking at.
Gamefly has some good reviews. And
yeah, that's not bad. Well, they take their reviews from GameStop. Or GameSpot, rather.
Yeah, that's fine.
Fine, yeah, because I like their reviews. They're good.
Yeah.
Doesn't GameStop own GameSpot?
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, it's kind of like the same fucking name.
Yeah.
Remember when GameStop used to have a monopoly, but no one knew? Because they had Software Boutique, Software Etc., and GameStop. And
remember when it used to be EB Games?
Oh, yeah.
It technically wasn't ever EB Games. They consumed EB Games and Funko Land and every other gaming thing. That's what I'm saying. They have a secret monopoly right now.
Well, no, they knew that the three, the Software Boutique and Software Etc., even had GameStop on the back of their receipt.
Secretly.
Secretly. Shh. You have to put it under a lemon and some heat to see it, but it's there. So,
Blood Bowl.
Didn't StarCraft come out?
Yeah, StarCraft 2 came out.
For real? Like,
for
I
real,
seen it yet.
Yeah, my few of my friends have been playing it.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yes, it is out.
I was just making sure. Because, you never know these days. With
he thought you were lying to him.
It got pushed back again.
Well, you never know, dude. They've had the same like preview out for years on it.
Yeah, no, it's out. So,
also shut up about it.
Yeah, shut up.
12 years later.
Anybody play the Dynasty Warrior game yet?
Nope.
I liked one of the older ones.
They made a new Dynasty Warriors game?
Yeah, this one's called Strike Force.
I'm going to have to try that. Let me see what it looks like.
Oh, what? Cheats and codes? Man, it's been a while since a game came out that had cheats. That's not a Grand Theft Auto.
You don't even need cheats these days. It's all downloadable content. And...
that looks a lot better than the last
one. So we were playing Halo this weekend?
We were.
On Halo 3?
We were.
No, you were not involved.
No.
We should play tonight.
I don't have Halo 3 campaign. I need it.
No, just like the online.
Oh,
We changed it to, speed 300 times and gravity 50%.
It's quite a bit.
It's hella crazy. You can jump all the way across, like, a 2-4 player map in one shot.
That's too much.
It's a blasty blast.
It's too much.
You're too much.
Thank you. I take pride in my too muchness.
You're just too much.
You may also like Front Mission Evolved. Aw, Hawks 2?
Hawks 2?
Oh, it hasn't came out yet. That. We gotta get that.
Yeah, we do. We actually have a Hawks joystick at the store now.
No shit?
Yeah.
When does it come out?
Is it like $100?
It's up there. I don't think it's $100, but it is not cheap.
Yeah, those controllers are never cheap. The remember the mech one? The mech warrior one? That was like $200 for the game and the controller. But it was like huge. It would sit around your lap.
That wasn't mech warrior. It was
it was a mech game.
Yeah, it was a mech game. It was Chrome something.
Wow.
But yeah, I remember
Chrome
that.
Warrior.
Something like that. It was ridiculous.
Fucking
that
crazy.
Huge thing. All those. I wanted that game, but I knew.
I wanted to play it. I didn't want to own it.
Oh, I wanted to own it. I wanted that controller.
I'm thinking about getting Alan Wake just to try it out.
Yeah, I heard it's pretty good.
It is
good. I don't know.
Maybe shorter at the same time.
You'll knock it out in like 6 hours.
It's not co-op.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Dumb.
What, Terry?
You'll knock it out in like 6 hours.
Yeah. Well, they got DLC that's out now, too.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is it like a new...
It's just... there's a few extra achievements, but apparently you can beat it like super quick.
Yeah.
Like super quick. Like there's an achievement for beating it in a minute and 30 seconds. That's how quick.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Vanessa owns Lego Potter, right?
Yep.
Dude, the Lego games are so much fun.
I know.
Yeah, they are.
I love the Star Wars
I doubt
one.
She'll let me borrow it.
The one where you could rip people's arms off with Chewbacca?
I don't know if you can do that one.
No, and not in the Harry Potter one.
Oh.
Chewbacca's not in Harry Potter.
Sure he is.
Oh, my bad.
Why not? Why wouldn't he be in there?
Magic, man.
What are you doing, Terry? Oh. Terry's going to take a quick intermission.
You don't give a fuck about the cast. Well, I'm out.
I've been hearing a lot of cool things about that game Alpha Protocol.
This just turned into a game cast.
Well, you know.
It happens.
Why not? You know, it's something to talk about.
What time are we at?
43 minutes.
I think this one's kind of dragging on. We need to...
What, you want to switch it up? What do you want
to
talk about?
We need to jump into something new.
Let's
talk about Terry's sweet ass.
No, that's not new. That's been around for years.
Yeah, but it's still sweet. Like lemons.
Like sweet like like sour lemons.
Exactly. You know.
So what do you got planned for this next upcoming week, Ryan?
This upcoming week?
Yep.
Well, I'm going to party it up because my parents are going to be gone all week.
Again?
Yeah, they're going to Columbus to see my brother. Well,
what?
The company's flying him out to Columbus to do a presentation for the agents out there.
And your mom's going too?
My brother's has his own company for Horace Mann out there.
For so what?
My dad's company, Horace Mann.
Horace Mann?
Horace Mann. He's the father of education in America.
Obviously.
So that's why we sell to educators, teachers.
Do you sell it to regular people too?
Yeah, yeah. I actually saved Sarah like $90 a month.
I was
going
to say, I was actually probably going to talk to you about that.
Yeah,
maybe we should talk some business.
All right, go ahead.
Not now.
All right.
Not on the cast. It's inappropriate.
So anyway, so they're like, well, we know your son lives out there and he's an exclusive agent, so we'll fly your wife out too.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's sick.
Yeah, they were going to take Scott too, but they're like, nah, forget him.
So, are we going to have, like, a Halo party or something?
Yeah, we could.
I say we should do it. I honestly think we should.
Bring some long wires.
Yeah, no, I got the wires.
We could have one downstairs, one in the loft.
I'll buy, actually, another wire, because I want another 50
foot.
You want
to bring your nice TV?
Yeah, no, I'll bring it.
All right, bring your TV, then we can just play in my bedroom and in the loft.
Yeah, I'll bring my TV, my box.
Who else could we get? We can get Terry to come.
Terry, yeah, we could bring Terry. He could bring his computer or his monitor in his box.
Let's do it on like a Tuesday. Is that too random of a day?
Not for me.
Not for me either.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'd like to have something that we could do, you know, overnight.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Tuesday.
Tuesday?
I would
do probably, you work Wednesday?
I would probably call in sick.
Oh.
I feel that halo flu coming. I've gotten that flu many a time.
Yeah, that's true. Remember that time we played Halo 2 for 3 days straight?
You mean the day it came
out? The day it came out?
Well, it was the day after, but...
Whatever.
But that's just because we had school and we wanted to make it an all-night thing.
But it's totally worth it.
He's back. Yeah, it was. Dude, we got those cases of balls and...
I drank an entire case to myself.
That was a crazy party.
That was my party, though. That wasn't yours.
Oh, that's true.
My party, I bought a whole case of balls and drank it to myself.
I had a whole case, but we all shared it.
Yeah, yeah.
That was some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
You guys talking about balls?
Yeah. About drinking balls.
Drink some balls. Some blue balls.
It's not gay.
Yeah, man. We should. I should have a little...
Yeah.
We're
talking about having a Halo party at Ryan's house this week.
Ooh.
Or maybe Tuesday.
Ooh.
Maybe Tuesday. I might buy another controller.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, if we have two people on each screen, that's fine. Like, what?
If I'm bringing my TV, I want a TV to myself.
I do too, but that's just ridiculous.
You have a big
TV,
though.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, there's a nice one downstairs Terry could play on.
I could
Terry
just bring
has
my own
monitor, yeah. And then no one would want to play with Terry on that monitor, so he would just always have it to himself.
If we can get a fourth person, then we can just hook one up somewhere else. I mean, there's three HD TVs in my house.
Yeah, and HDTVs are light.
Yeah, so I'm not moving mine though.
Obviously.
But yeah, we'll discuss this.
Yeah, we'll go into finer details about this. We used to do this a lot too. We used to have Halo parties all the time.
It can be like my birthday party, since my birthday is in 2 weeks.
Your birthday's in 2 weeks?
Yeah, August 12th.
I didn't know you were an August baby.
Yeah, man. Well, if you want to get technical, I was a January baby.
So you just decided to hang out for 8 months, or what?
Well, that's when I was conceived. Oh. I was a month and 5 days early.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
I was like, I'm out of here.
I'm bored.
Smells bad. Doctor cut a hole open and took me out.
Well, there you go.
I was a C-section. He didn't cut up my mom's vagina.
No?
No.
I thought that's what they did.
Whoa.
I could see some kid listening to this out there like, what?
This
that's
changes
how babies
everything.
Are taken out? poor kid in Japan. He's like, what? Americans are crazy.
Americans are weird.
Oh, man.
What?
Yes. Yes, rent
Let's
it now.
Watch
rent
the Care Bears The Giving Festival.
The Giving.
Netflix thinks I'll give it a 1.1 stars.
Give it 5. Just give it 5.
I should give... No, because this is going to record some really bad movies.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, do you remember my pool/Halo parties?
I do.
We'd have like a band there, and then all the girls would go home. We'd just be all gay.
Aww.
We had the TV in the car that fell on Darien.
Yeah, I remember that. And that's where, God damn it.
Texas?
Texas fell asleep.
There was
pancakes. I fucking told him it was pancakes.
I announced it over the party mic.
Yeah.
You had a party mic?
Well, I mean, everybody was in the party, and they could hear me.
Yeah, you can hear it through the microphone.
I thought you literally meant you had a microphone.
It was called a party mic.
Sparkle.
It was a megaphone.
Everybody get in the kitchen, there's pancakes.
Pancakes!
Then he started sleeping behind my couch because he didn't want to miss pancakes.
Yeah.
And then Viddy had bacon for the first time at my house.
Bacon?
Oh, yeah.
And he had never had bacon.
I remember that.
That's really sad.
His parents
still
don't allow bacon in his house.
Why?
I mean, he doesn't live there anymore, but...
Yeah, well, yeah, but...
But
why?
I just hate it. I don't know, man. He's crazy.
He's crazy.
Who doesn't allow bacon? Like, if there was anything God ever gave mankind to be happy...
Well, it's probably also one of the most unhealthy things you can eat.
Exactly. He wants everybody to get back to heaven.
Delicious.
That's probably it. He misses everybody.
He misses everybody. He's like, hey, come back. Eat some bacon.
Terry, you have seen 500 Days of Summer, right?
I have not.
Oh.
That sounds painfully hot.
I every now and then it gets brought up, and like people say, oh, it's a good movie. I've never seen it, and I never wanted to see it.
But now people keep
talking about it, and now I feel like I should see it.
Maybe you should.
What about you, everybody out there listening to us? 500 Days of Summer, should I see it?
Let's wait for a caller.
Yeah, call me.
That's a no.
Go. Do it. Now, you can email me at lolthecast@gmail.com if... you feel so you passionately about this movie that you should let me know.
Yeah. I think we should start that up. You know, if people want to talk about something, they should email us and let us know what they want us to talk about.
Yeah, you guys do our jobs. You
know? Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to do this anymore.
I know there's no pictures up there, but we're pretty lazy people. What was that? That time
we go for minimal effort here.
That time lapse you made of yourself, Dwight.
Oh, yeah. I did a time lapse of myself after like 3 hours, and it basically just involved me like watching shows.
Eating food. He cleaned his room.
Yeah, I cleaned my room. My room like cleaned up in like 2 seconds. It was awesome.
We worked hard, me and Sam, on that, our time lapse.
Yeah, yeah. You guys were trying to alternate movements. Apparently you did it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, one of us had our heads down, heads up, heads down.
Yeah. It only came up as 2 seconds on the time lapse. That was pretty funny.
Oh, man. We should do that. We should put that up.
A time lapse?
Yeah, didn't you switch to like a bigger memory device or memory plan?
Yeah, I did, actually.
So we could put like a video up of what's going on in here. Not like a video cast, but kind of like...
Yeah, we could.
We should put pictures of ourselves up.
Yeah? You think so?
Yeah, why not?
Why not keep it a mystery and let people think of... What they would like us to look
like.
Well,
now we're on episode 20, right?
21.
21? What? Mystery's up, man. Let's show them what we look like.
I don't want to scare people.
Nah, that's fine.
What? You can rent Reconstruction?
Yep.
What?
Fuck yeah.
Just season 6?
Season 6, I believe. Yeah, it's just one thing. But you probably get other ones. We're talking about Red vs. Blue, by
Search
the way.
Search it, man. Search it.
I would, but that would involve me sitting up and moving the mic. And
I'll do it.
I was just going to say, you're right in front of a laptop.
Well,
I
don't have my Netflix. I don't know the sign-in for the Netflix because it's Sarah's.
It might sign in automatically to mine. That's fine. On there.
I always spell Netflix wrong.
How do you spell Netflix wrong?
It's my dyslexia. Get off my back, jerk.
Spell it like Netf.
I just miss
Netflix.
I miss entire letters.
I do. I usually put net, F-I-L-X. Netflix.
Well, it doesn't look like they're recommending me any other ones.
No, and I didn't sign in, so...
I'm moving it to position one.
Instantly stream via your Wii console. Learn more.
Oh, apparently someone put Hitch in my...
That's a good movie. I don't care what you say.
She's being so defensive. Why did you think we were going
to
say anything?
This is a movie I'm looking forward to watching. L.A. Confidential.
I don't know what that's about. It sounds like
it's an older movie. It's with Kevin Spacey.
I love Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. Russell Crowe, Guy Pearce, James Cromwell, Kim Basinger, Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito's obnoxious.
Matt McCoy? Paul McBooth?
He's a good guy.
I like that guy. But I keep like seeing references of it and like questions on it on CNET, so I'm like, fuck it, I gotta watch this movie. I love Kevin Spacey, so. And Russell Crowe's in there too, so why not? And DeVito, I guess, and Kim Basinger.
Netflix does not think you'll think highly of it.
Yeah, it thinks that I'll give it a 2.4 stars.
Speaking of what Netflix thinks.
Out of 1.3 million ratings, its average rating is a 3.9 out of 5.
Okay, fine. Well,
1.3 million? Wow.
Speaking of what Netflix thinks, you remember that thing that it... the movie thinks I'll give 5 stars.
Black Dynamite.
Black
Did you watch
Dynamite.
It?
I have not watched it yet. I asked Lou about it, and he laughed. Because apparently he's seen the movie, and he says it's not 5 stars. I am still interested in seeing it, though, to figure out why it based it off of Moon and Arrested Development.
Yeah, it is.
Pretty, yeah, that, is that the animated one?
I don't know. Probably not.
No, it is not.
I never saw the live action, but the animated one's pretty sick.
I hated that one. Oh my god, it was so stupid.
The animated one?
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought it was pretty tight.
So slow and convoluted.
You're convoluted.
There it is. Movies you'll
think
love.
Think I get food?
No. I don't know what you. I don't know what you get. I don't know. Shoot.
See? See what he? What? It went over 1,000 finally. Yeah, I stopped rating stuff because I thought I wasn't keeping track.
Over 9,000.
Yeah.
You should have unlocked an achievement for that.
Yeah, where's my achievement, Netflix? Son of a bitch.
I think that's my next goal, is to watch the whole Dragon Ball saga.
Wow, good luck.
I did it from the Frieza saga once, but I kind of want to watch from the beginning.
I did that like a year ago.
I watched it from Frieza to the end of GT, which I've never done. Seen GT.
GT.
I think I actually clicked not interested finally on that movie, and that's why it's not popping up.
What movie?
Black Dynamite.
Oh.
Because it used to come up all the time. I'm like, fuck this. I don't want to see this anymore.
Watch out.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. That's a good movie title.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
What time is it?
It is 9:33.
That's not what I meant.
What exactly did you mean?
I don't know what time we have.
Because that was the correct answer to the question, whether you meant it to be that or not.
Yeah, it was so, definitely correct.
I went to Disneyland.
Gross.
And this was a while ago when we were in high school.
So I went to Disneyland in high school.
I was three.
And, well, a couple of kids were like, hey, you should go talk to that girl. You should go talk to that girl. Because she looked pretty hot from behind. So I walked up, and I was like, hey. And she turns around. Oh, she was definitely a -5.
Oh, yeah?
And
that's impressive, going to negative.
Well, yeah. Didn't I tell you about that?
She was positive and went down to negative. We talked about the scale.
Anyway,
the scale.
She had a smoking hot body, but just, butterface. But anyway, right. Yeah. So I was like, hey, and she turns around, and I was like, do you have the time? And I was clearly wearing a watch, a quite large watch that I have.
It was a Flavor Flav watch, and it was around my neck.
It was around my neck.
My batteries ran out.
And she was like, oh, it's 2:30, and I was like, oh, cool.
Thank you.
Bye. And I just
you are very pretty.
And walked away. Well, it was a terrible day.
Just because of that.
It ruined my Disneyland experience.
It was dismal.
She single-handedly ruined your Disneyland experience. She ruined your day at the happiest place on earth.
The magic is dead because
that is amazing.
Or because I went backstage. One of the two. Or back park. I don't know what you call it.
Backstage park. Back
behind
park
the magic.
Stage.
All kids listening, close your ears. Mickey's a smoker.
Big time.
You received.
He went through like 2 packs in 2 minutes.
Well, you would too.
Impressive.
You ever seen Beverly Hills Cop?
Old school one with Eddie Murphy?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
The third one. When he's in the back of the Wonderland or whatever it's called.
Can't say that rings a bell.
All the mascots have their helmets off, and they're, like, playing poker and smoking.
Oh.
He's just running around back there, destroying the magic.
The fuck? Ren and Stimpy adult party cartoon.
Ren and Stimpy was tight.
Why is this adult comedy?
Maybe it's a dirty Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, it is. They made it for Spike.
Manic, depressive chihuahua, and his feline sidekick.
Dude, I loved Rocko's Modern Life more.
Yeah. I wasn't allowed to watch either one of those, though.
Yeah.
Why?
Because my dad thought they were retarded. And
Well, Rocko's Modern Life wasn't dirty.
Yeah, Rocko's Modern Life was okay, but Ren and Stimpy was the stupid one.
Rocko's was still retarded, but
it wasn't as bad as Ren and Stimpy.
No.
Which is why I liked Rocko's, and I didn't like Ren and Stimpy anyway, so.
Yeah, I didn't
there
either.
You go. I watched both. I don't remember, like, I liked Rocko's, but I don't really remember ever really liking Ren and Stimpy. It was just kind of something I watched. Mm-hmm. So
get this.
No.
My little brother's so mad at my parents. They won't let him watch Bones. My 15-year-old brother, they say it's too inappropriate for him because he's too young.
Because of the name? Because it's one letter away from being really funny?
No. Because on one episode, they were talking about getting semen tested. And my mom happened to be around.
Boners.
They clearly said boners. Semen, too. Not like, get that sperm, get that cum tested.
Well, that, like, those would have been better.
Get that
Why
male
would you say cum?
Get that cum tested.
Oh, God.
Get that jizz juice up in there.
Okay.
Put it in
all
the
right,
DNA.
Let's. That, all right. All right.
I'm just
too
saying,
much.
I'm just saying.
Too much.
I hate you.
Far too much.
Smoke.
So I'm still watching Lost.
Are you Lost?
No, not yet. I'm still.
You're getting there.
Yeah, I'm following along
Dwight,
pretty easily.
I still don't like that show, man.
Well, how do you not like Lost?
I didn't like it. I watched the first season. I was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, the first season, they just kind of briefly explain everything, and they finally, you know, get that. The vault open or whatever. Second season, I'm not really enjoying so far. Like, I don't enjoy it as much as I did the first season. But I'm assuming it's going to pick back up, seeing as how everybody's still, like, religiously obsessed with it. So
it's over.
Yeah, I know. But still, that doesn't mean that, you know, there's still people out there. Star Trek's over, but people are still going all crazy for it.
There's an expedition, or an expo...
Come on.
Shut up. It's an explosion.
Explosion going on at some museum about Star... A museum. A Star Trek Exhibit? Expedition. Or what is it called?
Badass. Exhibit.
Exhibit. Dang, why did I say expedition? That's a car.
It's an expedition.
Shut up, all of you.
It is an SUV.
There's an SUV going on at the museum.
I want these shoes.
Is it really a keyboard?
It's a QWERTY keyboard on, underneath a shoe.
But can you really type on it?
No, it's just rubber. Yeah, it's just a rubber.
Because that'd be some bullshit. You're walking around.
You just type
it. Just connects to the nearest thing that takes a keyboard and just swap it around.
All you do when you walk is you hear that sound when you press more than three keys at once.
It just goes boop. Like sticky keys always comes on.
Some dude just typed it all like,
like you get a text message saying, "Are you sure you want to enable sticky keys?" No! Stop. Why does this fucking keep asking me?
That always happens at work. I press shift a lot, and it's like, "Are you?" And then
you have to hold shift for 6 seconds for it to go on.
No, you just have to hold.
No, no, you have to hit it
five times in a row within a couple within 10 seconds.
I thought you had to hold it,
and I hit it all the time. And sometimes I do hold it because I'm typing something and I don't want to hit the other buttons.
Yeah, if you had to hold it to do it, then you wouldn't be able to do, you know, caps lock.
I'm really looking forward to this movie. A couple of schmucks.
Oh, yeah. Dinner for schmucks.
Hey, that's it, yeah. Why are you not playing sound?
We don't want to play. We don't do videos.
Yeah. We don't do that here on the cast.
Shut up.
The casty cast.
What are you doing?
Apparently,
man?
My computer decided to switch my default, sound device.
You want
to
know why? Terry, tell him why.
Did you change it, Terry?
Yes.
No, tell him why, Terry.
Because it don't give a fuck.
It's a very creepy wave.
Gonna eat your babies. Can this wait for like another minute?
Okay.
Fine.
If you guys have never been to funnierdie.com, I strongly recommend it. It's actually a pretty funny site.
It's funny or you die.
Yeah, you'll die or if you don't think it's funny. So I'll just sign in. If you're indifferent about it, I suggest not going
to
it.
Do not go to that site. If you don't find things funny.
Mike, you can't stop me from saying anything right now.
But now I'm back.
Oh.
Sad. So
let's wrap this thing up.
Yeah, you think we should?
I think we should. I'm going to bed.
Yeah, it's 9:40.
Ryan's it's way past his bedtime.
I got to go in early tomorrow.
Yeah,
at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock is so early.
That's 2 days in a row, man. That's that bull. I'm going to the Cheesecake Factory tomorrow night, though. I'm pretty excited about that.
Work cheesecake.
I was always confused about Cheesecake Factory. Because it's not like just a place that makes just cheesecakes.
Yes, it is. It's a factory for cheesecakes.
I wish it was. I always hear people going to Cheesecake Factory and getting drunk. Like, that's the only stories I ever hear. It's like, yeah, I went to Cheesecake Factory on my lunch break and got super wasted.
I got so fucking drunk, I went back to work and threw up everywhere. threw up cheesecake all over the place. It was gross.
Awesome.
Their orange chicken cheesecake. Is the best. You get drunk off that.
What?
Their orange chicken.
Drunk orange off chicken?
Their orange chicken.
Why do they cook it with rum?
Why does Cheesecake Factory have orange chicken?
I don't know, but it's the best.
I want orange chicken from Cheesecake Factory. I want to get drunk off orange chicken.
Go. It's in, like, I don't know where
it is. It's in Pleasanton.
Yeah.
I think the closest one's in Pleasanton.
That's where we're going. I mean,
why are you going to Pleasanton?
Forever away.
Because I'd go to San Jose anyway.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
I'm going with Sarah.
I thought she was sick.
That's what you sound like,
Sarah.
I told her she better get better.
I'm gonna best your better. Get me?
Shoot.
All
right, man.
All right, yeah. Let's wrap this up so we stop
peace,
rambling.
Peace, everybody.
All right, thanks for coming.
Remember the blue.
Listen,
pour some down for your dead homies.
There you go. That's a terrible way to end it.
You have ruined this ending, Ryan.
You single-handedly ruined this ending.
It's not as bad as that ending I ruined
you
that one time.
You are embarrassing me
out
in front of everybody
yeah,
in the
yeah,
world.
That is true. All right, then, everybody. Right. See you
love
for the
you
next
all.
Episode.
All 971 of you.
Love you more.
Plus those that add on today.
I love all your future subscribers.
Yeah.
Me too.
Especially, yeah, those listening through.
Okay. All right,
Facebook
bye.
Facebook me.
All right, stop dragging love this me. Out. Jesus
love
Christ.
Me.
All right, bye.